the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll move on to the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We'll now begin the pre-check. We'll begin the check-ins with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM and N4IEI. That's Fred and Isla in Traveler's Rest. Thank you guys for checking in with us tonight. K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville. Jack, that's an interesting call sign you got there. KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. And W4CTW, Tyler in Taylor's. KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And KO4PXB, that's my good friend Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. For Echo Link stations, any stations wishing to check in via Echo Link and Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE at our Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB, and he'll be negative and negative too. I'm wondering, are you on Monday nights regularly now?
Miss Wendy, let me go ahead and recognize you and Mark, and then I'll answer your question. So we'd like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy, and she brings along her husband W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. And to answer your question, Miss Wendy, no, ma'am, I am filling in until further notice, and we'll go from there. But I appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Miss Wendy. Wendy and her husband both are net controllers during the week as well. Appreciate you using Echo Link. Be safe, Miss Wendy, if you're out on the road. Okay, so with that said, we'll move along to the RF portion of the check-ins. Tonight being Monday night, we'll begin with Echo Through Hotel. If you have a suffix that begins with echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net in 73.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4EUE. Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
Let's take a moment and recognize what we got so far. First up on the list is KG4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis in Gaffney. And Dennis, I have you short time tonight. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene up in Taylor's. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry in Canmer. Any more stations for Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Looks like we got them all for Echo Through Hotel, so let's move to India Through Lima. Any stations with the suffix that begins with India Through Lima, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. KO4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
UE, thanks for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For NUE. Ed, hope everything's going well over your way. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, but I'll be around for a comment. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
For NUE, in Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE, and Chad, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKB, Duncan up in Asheville. No comment this evening, and have a good evening.
Stop and recognize what we got, but before we do that, Steve and Inman, I missed a portion of your call. I have KW something IR. Can you please recheck and give me your call, sir?
Your call is Kilowatt Echo 4 India Romeo KE4IR.
Steve. Okay, let's back up and let's start with KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. And Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. And Larry, just so you know, I'll just automatically check you in for comments. And KC4MFK, that's his wife, Miss Donna, also in Greer. Thank you for bringing her along tonight, Larry. And KE4IR, Mr. Steve in Inman. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Are there any more stations, India through Lima, KO4NUE or Net Control? So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix beginning with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4, MNH. My name is Fred, bobbling around Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Back up and recognize what we got. Let's start with KK4, Oscar, November Oscar. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her daughter, KM4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, and her husband, Rick, KK4, DMW, all in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in and bringing everybody along with you, Miss Lorena. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Also, we'd like to recognize KO4, NNH, and that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. You be safe out there, Fred, and have a good night at work, sir. Any more stations for Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad, I'll have traffic in out of turn because I'm about to pull back in the yard. My antenna's down at the house to lay fixing tomorrow. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango. Name is Rusty. I'm in Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
NUE. In out. Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. That's KG4PFI. The name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. KG4QLQ. And we're both in Piedmont. We'll both be in and out. Good evening, you and everybody on the net.
4 NUE. QB 4 NUU. Robert and Arden. Check me in and out.
Let's back up and recognize what we got. I got a little bit of information missing. Let me fill that in first. So, KG4PFI, Mr. Don, could you give me your wife's name, please? I didn't get that.
Her name is Linda.
Linda, WB4NUU. Can I have your name, sir?
It's Robert.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. All right, let's back up and get the Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. And that's Mr. Rusty and Moore. And Rusty, if you're still sitting in your vehicle, please feel free to secure at your leisure. KG4 PFI, that's Mr. Don. He brings along his wife, KG4 QLQ. That's Miss Linda. And Whiskey Bravo 4 November Uniform. KB4NUU, that's Mr. Robert, up in Arden. Any more stations for Mike through Papa? This is KO4NUE, or Net Control.
Net Control, Fox 4. Charlie, Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeypath, and I just got through calling Anderson Net, and just now, and I thought I'd check in while I had a chance, and say good evening to everybody on the net. Appreciate you calling the net tonight. And also, I miss a lot of the hams that usually check in with me that didn't check in with me tonight. But I'm still running the net on 146790 at Monday night at 8:30, so everybody can check in with me over there. And good evening. Good evening to everyone on the net. And I'll just be short time tonight.
Station in there after John. Come on back. Let's try it again, sir. 4 CKT. This is KO4NUE. Am I still on frequency, sir?
Oh, yes, are you okay? There was somebody just keyed the mic down. I don't know. Oh, sometimes there's a happen like that. But it was just probably an accidental key down or something. Anyway, I got a good signal on you and everything. You're sounding real good, and the modulation signal and everything's good on you. KO4 CKT.
I appreciate it. All right, so let me officially recognize you. That's Mr. John, KF4 CKT in Piedmont. And y'all jump up there and check him out on the Anderson net. It's always nice to have support as a net controller. So any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4 NUE or Net Control. So it looks like we got everybody on that group, so let's move to Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. I'll take the opportunity to go ahead and check in my lovely little bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. And she's got the back of her eyelids closed, so I'll go ahead and check her in, even though she is definitely out. So with that said, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf.
6, Tango Charlie Golf. Can you give me your name and location, sir?
This is Harry. I'm in North Taylors. And I've been on before. I don't think I've spoken to you. But anyway, have a wonderful day, sir. Kilo 6, KE6TCG.
Exactly right. That's the first time that your call has come across my logbook. And you get a special little star beside your name tonight in red ink, as Walt would say. Appreciate you checking in with me, sir. And you be safe down there in North Taylors. Okay, one more call. Quebec through Tango. Okay, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Move up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any stations with the call sign Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Key, Columbus. Good evening again, Chad. Just check me in and out.
Me? Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Well, please check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan over in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
For a second, and let's get Mr. Keith, KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up in Columbus. And Keith, I was on the net with you on the Thermal Belt Club later on tonight. Nice to hear you again, sir. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And K4VKN, that's Mr. Allen up in Piedmont. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll move on to the next group, and which will be Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix that begin with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KL4NUE. K1CJW. KL1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and good evening to all.
KO4NUE. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. Hey Chad, good to hear to you tonight. This is Daniel, and I'm in Taylors.
QE. Chad, Miss Anna, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no shoot. Well, I'll be around for comments. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
Oscar and UE. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
Back up and recognize W4 DJW. That's Mr. Dave, our net manager. I guess he's mobiling around in Greer. And KM4 BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland and Pickens. And Roland, I'll be back to you in just a second, sir. KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel and Taylors. KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. I got you checked in for comments, Mr. Gary. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, and that's Miss Joy in Easley as well. And Foxtrot Bravo 2, BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Eastley. Roland, you still on frequency?
Chad.
I say good evening to you, sir. Hope you were doing well. I'll be in your area in a day or two, and if you don't mind, I'll drop by and visit with you for a few minutes.
Anytime you want to, Chad.
Mr. Dave, you still on frequency, sir?
CJW.
I'll swing by there and visit with you this week. Mr. Dave, are you still on frequency, sir? I'm looking for KB2BYQ. I messed his call up, and I just wanted to let him know that I got that corrected. I listed it as Foxtrot Bravo 2, but it's KB2BYQ. QSL, Dave?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. She heard it and came in and said, no, that's not his call. So she got me corrected. So, all right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. So we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Mobile in Greenville and route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
I'd like to recognize KO4GUN. That's Mr. Nelson. Mobiling around in Greenville, headed to Spartanburg. You be safe tonight, sir. And watch you back. This is KO4NUE. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KE4EAN. Art over here in Cowpens, and I have a quick question.
I would like to recognize KE4EAN. That's Mr. Art. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Ask what's the status on the Blue Ridge Ham Fest that's usually held in Spartanburg. Has any date been set on that, or can we post that?
Hi, sir. W4DJW, KO4NUE. For DOS, this is KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KI4DOS. Go ahead, Chad.
Call your station. His call is KI4DOS. He can answer your question, sir.
KI4DOS, this is KE4EAN, Art, over in Cowpens. And several of the groups was wondering, has Blue Ridge Club got a new date firmed up for the Ham Fest that's usually held in the Spartanburg area yet?
As far as I know, it is still on hold. That was the last word that I had. The last time I talked with Johnny, WD4DYH, he said that it was on hold for now, but they were going to have it, but they had not confirmed anything yet. As soon as I find out, if I can find out anything on that, I will let you know.
I certainly would appreciate it. so I can post it on our website here. There's been some confusion about what the website had listed as to how it was postponed to after the first of the year, but not canceled. And it was kind of words displaced. So thank you, sir, for the comeback. Back to net control, KE4, yeah, you clear?
Before you go, Art, how can I get in touch with you? Can you give me an email address or a phone number or something that I, so I can shoot you a message?
I sure will. It's my call, KE4EAM, at bellsouth.net.
Got it. As soon as I find out, Art, I'll shoot you a message, and I'll ping your email, and we'll go from there. KE4EAN, KI4DOS, back to net.
Appreciate your question, Mr. Art. Every time somebody asks a question, that helps everybody out. So appreciate you coming in there too, Gary. All right, so if I missed you on Alpha through Zulu, just stand by. We've got a couple people that want to rag to you with me tonight, and I'll do a periodic stop in between rag chews and pick you up then. So, this is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE. And it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the first one up on the stump, which is KK4JBQ. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight, Mr. Larry?
KO4NUE. This is KK4JBQ. I hope everyone's had a good day today. What a marvelous thing it is that we can enjoy down in November a day like today. Temperatures were not warmish, but they were certainly tolerable. And especially for you to hear this, Jad, I got my Hightower antenna installed today. I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. How am I going to support this thing? So when I'm not going to, we'll talk about that. Don't want to bore everybody, but I got my replacement 2-meter antenna, and I'm using 2.5 watts right now, and I think it's reaching the repeater pretty well. I got a signal report earlier, so I'm awfully excited about that. And I checked into the Anderson net. I've never been able to do that. I checked into the Anderson net, and I took a risk and tried to check into the thermal belt net, and of course you know all of how that turned out. KK4JBQ.
Absolutely excited. I mean, just excited. So tell me all about it. I mean, how did you secure it? And you got your handy running into it, or what's the deal?
Those two questions in reverse. Yes, my HT is connected to the to my Hightower antenna. And I'm supporting it with a base that another ham friend made for me for a 6-meter dipole, a steerable dipole. And I'm just leaning that up to my privacy fence on the patio and connecting it with I lashed it down with Velcro and paracord. That'll be fine. And this is just a tryout. I may move it, but I found a sweet spot just with the HT and a rubber duck. Just found a sweet spot in that antenna. It's amazing how you can move 3 inches one way or the other, and the signal goes completely out. So I found a sweet spot and put it there. What I will do in an effort to do a better job up to try-on is to raise it somewhat. I only have about 5 inches or so be up above the privacy fence that's 6 foot high. And from my understanding, a 2 meter antenna will radiate about 2/3 of the bottom of the antenna will radiate. Nothing comes out the top, or very little bit does. The first 2/3 from the feed point will radiate the best. So I'm going to raise it a little bit. KK4JPQ.
What's Miss Donna got to say about all that? Is she happy with where it's at, or what's her comments?
Interesting that you'd ask that question. When I got finished, I was excited because I've been thinking about this 10 different ways. And when I finally landed on this support, it's made out of 2x4s and 3/4 inch PVC. It's the simplest type of thing, but it is secure. As I say, I lashed it to the privacy fence. It's not going anywhere in a gale. So I was proud of it, and I went in and I said, honey, come and take a look. Come take a look. And it's been on the kitchen table since you gave it to me as an unwarranted present. It's been on the kitchen table. So I quick rushed her out to the patio, and I says, look. And she looked ahead, and then she looked to her left, and I said, look to your right. And she saw it on the fence there, and she says, is that Chad's antenna? I says, well, Chad gave me that antenna. It's mine now.
Oh, that's good. I am glad I asked for her comment, because she just can... She can always make me laugh. I'm telling you, she's got it going on. So, well, I am very pleased to hear that, and I'm glad that you were able to check in with it, and I am even more excited that it works. Just, you know, when I sent the thing out, for those of you who don't know, Gary and some other guys have contributed to some of my questions trying to learn antennas on Tuesday nights. So to show him and some of the other guys that have really helped me along, I had some scrap copper pipe down in the machine shop, so I built some antennas to give out to the teachers to show them that there's student is applying what they are teaching me. And I can honestly tell you, you would not believe the anxiety that comes with that, because I took yours to the FedEx there in Greer to deliver it, and it took me a moment to hand it over to the guy. And he said, is, you know, Mr. Hightower, something wrong? I said, no, I'm just thinking. And he says, is there something wrong with the package? And I said, no, I didn't say anything to the guy. And I got to the door, and he says, and he helped me box it up. He said, I'm just curious, what is this thing? And I said, it is a antenna that is resonant on 146.610. And he says, oh, okay. And I walked out the door. So I have been anxiously awaiting to hear to see if it actually works. And I will tell you that you have a very clear signal tonight. So thank you for letting me know that, Larry.
And I do have a very clear signal. Even at 2.5 watts, because it's tuned specifically for that. Any other antenna I've used with this radio or any other 2 meter radio, I've never had a tuned antenna, because I don't have the analyzer for 2 meters. I've got an HF analyzer. But anyway,
Yeah, it's amazing how clear, how strong all of the repeaters that I've checked out this evening. I've checked out the Anderson net, the Thermal Belt net, the Mount Mitchell net, or Mount Mitchell at least. I haven't checked into their net yet. But all the signals are loud and clear. And that's pretty amazing. I'm a little surprised. I mean, I had faith, but I'd never heard it as clear as this before, so I didn't know it was possible for receive to be this good. Transmission is another animal, and we're going to work to get up into Tryon. Anyway, I'm terribly pleased, and I wanted you in particular to know that. And it just so happened that I found the time today to put that together. The inspiration came in a snap, and I got that mounted today. And then it struck me, Chad is going to call the net tonight. And so I'm very pleased to be here and to bring you the news and to say good evening to everyone. It's always a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be in this hobby, too. I have witnessed grace and generosity from the beginning, and it never stops. KK4 JPQ.
Let me go ahead and ask you before I tell you this. Is that all you'd like to share with us tonight?
I made that sound like I'm leaving something out, and it's very obvious. And I'll just say that's all I was prepared to say. Maybe I'm missing something. KK4JBQ.
Doing this a while, you caught me. So one thing I'm not telling you about the antenna is that I wrote a little note and rolled it up and put it inside the copper pipe. And the note said, if Larry doesn't install this antenna within 90 days, I needed to just nag on him. So that's sealed up in the pipe and soldered shut. So since you said that you might be willing to make another comment. Is there anything you'd like to say to that?
That's worse than a message in a bottle. I mean, you know, you can read through the bottle. You can tell there's a copper pipe. You can't see into that. Well, that's special.
You can't see the message, but it worked. It worked. It's up and running. So, hey, whatever works, right?
It's a little magic that goes into every high tower antenna. What can I say? But yeah, you've got something going on there. You really do. And the improvement is extraordinary. I will testify to that.
Larry, I appreciate you letting me know that, sir. If you don't have anything else you'd like to add to the comments, I've got a station that's popped up on Echo Link. And Gary, I haven't forgot about you, sir. So let me, Larry, if that's all you got, sir, can I move on to the next station?
If something else comes to mind, I'll recheck. KK4JPQ.
Mr. Larry. Okay, Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to make a call, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Mike Yankee, checking in, David in Williamston.
4TMY, that's Mr. David in Williamston. Sir, would you like to make comments tonight, or are you short-timing?
Just listening in and getting a feel for how these things work. Pretty new ham here, so just getting a feel of it, and let's go, Brandon.
Let me take the opportunity to talk with Mr. David just a second. So,
You mentioned that you were new to the hobby. This net happens every night at 9 o'clock. We have a different net controller every night. And on Tuesday nights, K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, after the RF check and the RACU, we have a training night. So any ham operator that has radio, antenna, computer, any kind of questions about ham radio, the wiser hams stick around and work with the younger guys or the guys that they have questions to help them, you know, progress into this hobby. So I would encourage you, if you have time, to drop by and listen. And if you have some questions, of course you can ask a question anytime. But Tuesday nights is a perfect time for that. But just want to let you know. And thank you for checking in with us tonight. Tommy, how long have you had your license, sir?
About 2 months now. And, yeah, I will definitely check in on Tuesday nights and listen. I'm learning a good bit already and just really, really enjoying the hobby. Thank you.
Appreciate you checking in with us. The Echo Link is an amazing thing. Appreciate you taking the time to learn that and checking in with us. I've got you in the log here and hope to check you out tomorrow night. Okay. Mr. Gary, KI4 at DOS, if you are wishing to check in, let me get Mr. Gary first, and then I'll come by and ask for check-ins before we close. Gary, you're up. Take it, bud.
Well, everything's going good over this way, Chad. Glad Larry got his antenna up and is working as well as it is. It's sounding really good.
To death, to be honest with you. And I needed a little bit of encouragement because I made one for another friend, and we tried it out yesterday, and it did not go so well. And I was just really disappointed. But we think we figured out maybe what the issue is, but we're going to keep working at it.
Well, that's a good deal. Well, I'll tell you this. I am talking on another one of your J-poles. It's sitting inside the house in the corner over here. You saw where it was sitting. And I'm talking on this little Kenwood TM-261 sitting over here on the workbench. But it's seems like it's doing a good job in here. And being in the house, I've hit several of the repeaters around like Larry was talking about. But you did a real good job on these 2 meters. I was going to ask you a question. I don't remember what it was now. I know what it was. That ladder line. Did you build one antenna out of the ladder line yet?
And put it in the mail today. I contacted KL4PXB and let him know that it was en route. And I've got the rest of it sitting here waiting so that you can instruct me on how to build your magical loop antenna. So I've got it here in the closet and got a little funny look from my wife today. Because I had it laying on top of her T-shirts. So the ham shack is growing. I got things in my closet that I don't think I'll ever use. And I started taking clothes out and moving them and putting them on top of the dresser in the bedroom. And yeah, I just wondering, is that kind of normal to have all this stuff that you think you might use, but you know you never will?
We are. We accumulate a lot of stuff, and sooner or later you'll use it, or at least part of it. At least that's what's happened with me over here so far. I don't know if you didn't look in the closet and see all the junk I got in there.
Carried you out to the barn and showed you a little bit out there, but I got stuff everywhere. But that's a good thing. That's not bad, you know. It doesn't hurt to have a little extra backup every once in a while. But we've had a good day over here today. Can't complain about anything. Didn't do a whole lot today. It was a little cool out this early this morning here at the house. It was, what was it? It was about 34 degrees this morning when I got up. And I got up about 7:30. So it was a little cool. And I meant to tell you, too, I turned on the outside vertical, that tram I've got outside, and switched over to reverse, and I was picking you up on reverse from Campobello again tonight.
Hey, Paul, or were you on your beam?
I was on that white vertical out there. It's called a tram. It's a 2 meter 440 vertical out there beside the tower.
All right. Well, I'm just going to let you know, Chris, KO4QLG, he wanted me to contact you today and let you know that the doctors have put his mother on 24 to 72 hours. So, you know how that can go, though. But I think the point is that they have, you know, the end is nigh. So he wanted me to make sure that I told you. So I'm letting you know.
Keep me abreast of what's going on and that sort of thing, especially if something happens, or when it happens, you know, when they get the arrangements made and all that. I want to be there for him as best I can.
I think he knows that, but he just made you make sure that Gary knows. And I said, okay, I will tell him. But how's Sunshine doing? Is she doing all right?
She's been in there doing all kinds of silly, strange stuff today. Fussed at me two or three times. I don't know why she would fuss at me. I hadn't done anything. You know that. I'm sure.
I hope I started one of those.
Didn't start anything. I don't need you to start anything for me. I do it all by myself, and it's not hard to do. But Joy's doing as well as can be expected. You know, she's fine. Her back's bothering her a little bit, but she gets up and goes and does and whatever else she wants to do. And we went outside earlier in the day when the sun was out on the back deck and carried the little dog, the inside dog, outside. Her nails needed to be trimmed. And Joy trimmed them, and she quit one of the toes, I don't remember, on one of her front feet. And so we sat out there with her and let her go run out in the yard and all that till it quit bleeding. But didn't hurt her. It just, you know, she cut it a little short. But that's to be expected every once in a while. Yeah, but we've had a good day. And like I said, I don't need anybody to instigate anything. So Joy will fuss at me because all I got to do is open my mouth.
So here's my comment on that is that I personally, now let's leave Miss Joy out of it, but I personally know that I have to get the first heat round in. Because if I don't, then when you get me, and I know that you will, within the first 5 seconds of the conversation, if I don't get it in first, I'm just going to continue to bleed. So that's why I do. That's why I am the way I am, because I gotta get it first, because I know I'm going to lose after that.
Well, it's all in good fun.
We know we don't mean anything ugly by it. We just go from there. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of the town, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing real well. We continue to hold our own over here. Haven't been sick or anything, and hopefully we won't get that way. Knock on some wood somewhere. We'll just keep doing the best we can. But y'all have a great evening, what's left of it. I think you said Anna had retired earlier tonight, so maybe she'll get her some good rest. You get you some, and we'll talk at you a little bit later.
I appreciate you stopping along and talking with me for a little bit. I appreciate that. All right, with that said, this is KO4NUE. Are there any more stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE or net control. Are there any additional stations that would like to comment? Please call KO4NUE or net control.
4DOS.
I was just going to tell you, I'm on the beams now, Chad. I don't know if there's any difference in the signal going to the repeater or not.
I can't tell any difference, but KK4JBQ, you still in there, sir?
I am here, KK4JBQ.
Can you hear any difference in the signal?
Tell any difference. I, like you, I mistook him for being on the same antenna, but so that speaks well for the JPO, KK4JBQ.
Thank you for letting me know, sir. Any more comments for you tonight?
Chad, this is I'm talking on the antenna. I got you on reverse on now, on the input, and you shouldn't tell much difference in my signal whatsoever on the coming through the repeater, unless it was a little scratchy getting into the repeater to start with, because you know the repeater is going to retransmit my signal regardless of what I use to get into it with. But that's three different antennas and three different radios. So I'll turn it back over to you and let y'all carry on with it. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Last call. Thank you, Gary. Any more stations? Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Heard, please stand by for my net report. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net. And it's been a real pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and I am clear. KBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, KK4JBQ.
I got to run down the hall for a second, but just if you don't mind, stay on frequency just for a little bit.
Just wanted to tell you, boy, your radio sounding good tonight. That new antenna does it, doing a good job for it. I hope that everything's going well with you and Donna. And again, there for a little bit. I don't know what if you were talking on a rubber duck or an inside antenna or whatnot, but you were just that little bacon frying in the background. But you are just clear as a bell now. That antenna's doing you a fine job. KI4DOS.
Well, thank you, Gary, for that report. It's one of the things that really bugged me when I first got into the hobby. Without a station monitor, which is a piece of equipment I don't think I could afford, it's impossible to know how you sound. You must rely on reports. And it isn't often that I hear people requesting a report. How are you hearing me? You know, on HF, the reports are pretty standardized and not exactly formal, but you can report in an organized way. on 2 meters, it's just as important to be heard well. But I have to say, I've just lately, I have had to turn the power up, which makes this little HT run hot. If you're trying to pump out 5 watts because you can't be heard, unless you do, your battery doesn't last very long, and the finals get hot. So I'm very pleased to turn it back, and maybe the next time tomorrow night, I might try a 0.5 watt, or I guess it's 1 watt, which is low power. But, yes, as you pointed out earlier, the repeater's doing the heavy work, the heavy lifting. I do understand that. But if you don't present a good signal to the repeater, it will transmit just what it hears. KK4JBQ.